Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. The East Abbotville Church of Christ will be assembling this evening at 7 for a period of Bible study. We urge you to come, bring only your Bibles, and visit with us. If you're completely incapable to attend, log on to eastabbotville.org, and there you can see and hear the services, as well as on the church's YouTube channel and the church's Facebook page. Keep these things in mind this evening at 7. You know, in the absence of faith in God, many are seeking guidance from various different means. And one of those places is astrology. Astrology is pertaining to the celestial bodies. It's a study of, it's a knowledge of the celestial bodies. But astrology is the belief that human events are determined by the positioning of the stars and the planets at the time of one's birth. Astrologers claim to be able to interpret the future with their mystical powers of knowledge of the stars and so forth. Astrology is a product of the Chaldeans, that is, the Babylonians, who is credited with developing the zodiac theory. One of the biggest businesses in America today is astrology. There are over 175,000 part-time astrologers and there are 10,000 full-time astrologers. And approximately 1,700 daily newspapers. Of those 1,700, 1,300 carry horoscopes. And a horoscope is just a diagram of the heavens showing the relative positions of planets and the signs of the zodiac as at the moment of a person's birth. And they're used, as Webster says, to specifically try to predict events in a person's life. In fact, it's been estimated that 32 million people take their horoscopes seriously. So the popularity of astrology is everywhere. With astrological signs, we see them on t-shirts, we see them on coffee cups, we even see them in jewelry. And now we have those television commercials of the 1-800 and the 1-900 numbers that have the quick astrological counsel and advice that they can give you. You know, you likely know your zodiac sign, even if you're not an astrology buff, right? So something this popular naturally leads to questions. And with common sense and with faith in God's word, there are some answers. Why should the current revival of interest in the occult and astrology cause us concern? Well, one of the facts that I believe is that so many people are given to the occult and to astrology, and because of that, it ought to alarm us for at least two reasons. One is because of what the Bible says about sorcery. In Galatians 5, verse 20, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, and heresies. And all of this is in the context of talking about the works of the flesh, and those that do such things, as verse 21 says, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In Revelation 21, it's in verse 8, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So it's a troubling fact of history that outbreaks of occultism frequently accompany the collapse of a civilization. One example is that the Roman Empire. From the Seattle Daily Times, an article in September of 1975, and I quote, "History has shown that astrology thrives best in times of religious decline and of social unrest." Notice it says religious decline and social unrest. Well, is that not a description of the day now that you and I live in? But just exactly what is astrology? It operates on the premise that the destinies of nations and individuals are determined by the relative positions of the stars and the planets. And this information and the guidance that a person seeks is allegedly available through the charts that are drawn up by professional astrologers. Now, before we go on any further, astronomy is not the same as astrology. Astronomy is the objective, the scientific study of the stars and the planets, with a view toward understanding the motions and the relation. It's not with a view toward whatever influence that it might have on human conduct. So we're not talking about astronomy. We're talking about astrology. So the question is, someone might ask, is astrology upheld by scientists? Well, in 1975, scientists were not endorsing astronomy. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. In 1975, scientists were not endorsing astrology. In fact, in a statement that was endorsed by some 186 prominent scientists, they challenged, and I quote, the pretentious claims of astrological charlatans, end of quote. In fact, the Associated Press report of this went on to say in the Wichita Eagle, and I quote, there is simply no scientific basis for astrology, which deals with the presumed influences of stars, planets, and other heavenly bodies on human affairs, end of quote. But yet, look at this that came out in the Science Explorer, July 7th in the year 2016, and I quote, a hospital in Argentina is reportedly using astrology to help treat some mental health conditions like depression and anxiety by giving patients an understanding of their astrological personalities. The guidance is given based on the patient's sign, whether he or she is Aries, Taurus, or so forth. And the leading astrologist develops a star chart for each patient. So, there you have it. Somebody might be thinking, well, isn't it true astrologers have made some amazing predictions that turned out to be true? Answer to that, no. In May of 1974, the Reader's Digest reported on a survey of the predictions that were made by three of the most popular British astrologers in one year. Of those three popular astrologers, the top achiever, now the top achiever was right only 12 out of 30 times. The third seer had only the four correct guesses out of the 30 tries. And further, some of their visions, as they call them, are only educated predictions based on currently available data. So they did not have an impressive track record, to say the least. What are the earliest mentions that we have made of astrology in the Bible? Well, God warned the Israelites about this influence in Deuteronomy 4, verse 19. He says, take heed lest you lift up your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all of the host of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all of the peoples under the whole heaven as a heritage. Going on in Deuteronomy, in chapter 17, verse 2, if there is found among you within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you, a man or a woman who has been wicked in the sight of the Lord your God, in transgressing his covenant, who has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, either the sun or the moon or any of the host of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it is told you and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently. And if it's indeed true and certain, that such an abomination has been committed in Israel, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone them to death, that man or woman with stones. And there are other passages, chapter 18 of Deuteronomy, verses 9 through 12. Even Isaiah said in Isaiah 2 and verse 6, "For you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with eastern ways. They are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they are pleased with the children of foreigners." And again, Isaiah 47, verses 13 and 14, that we don't have time to read. So are the concepts and the message of astrology consistent and united? Well, astrology is a strange, divided, mixed bag of conflicting messages. And to prove this, here is what you do. Check what your astrological message is for today, as it reads, in 4 or 5 different charts. See if you can detect a unified message. So what has God said about all of this? Well, going back to Deuteronomy 4, verse 19, "Take heed lest you lift up your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all of the host of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and to serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all of the peoples under the heavens as a heritage." In verse 24, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." And in verse 35, "To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord himself is God. There is none other besides him." What do you define, in fact, what do we find in the New Testament that relates to this interest in the occult and to astrology? Well, we read a moment ago Galatians 5 and verse 20, and we saw where its sorcery is a work of the flesh. We saw in Revelation 21 and verse 8 that sorcerers were mentioned as those that would have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. We see in Acts chapter 19 that the Ephesians had been involved in things in the category of sorcery, but when they obeyed the gospel, they burned their books. So we see then that those who must realize, we all must realize, that we need to turn not to astrology for guidance. We need to turn to God's Word for the guidance that we need. We all need this. And that's why I said a moment ago in the outset of our study, whenever it is that the absence of faith in God becomes apparent, people begin seeking guidance from other different sources. So we must turn to where the true source of guidance is, and that is the Lord. As Isaiah describes him in Isaiah 28, verse 29, "The one who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance." So, to those that may be involved in astrology, my admonition would be what we find in Jeremiah 7 and verse 8. "Behold, you are trusting in deceptive words to no avail." Friends, we see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.